Let us pray together. Awesome and loving God, thank you so much for this day. God, I thank you for the testimonies that we have already heard. God, I thank you for the testimonies that we have in our hearts that we have not shared yet. But God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the testimony that we have of him. And God, I thank you for these words that you have given me this week to share. And as I share them, I pray, God, that there will be more of you in them and less of me. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've spent the last several weeks working our way through the first letter of John. We've spent most of our time considering the obvious theme of this book, which is love. The love of God displayed through Jesus. The love for us. God's love for us displayed through Jesus. Our love for God as well, displayed through the way we love one another. Then John ended his first letter by discussing the idea of testimony. He reminds us of God's testimony to us, a testimony that tells us that Jesus is his son. Amen? God's testimony is that Jesus is his son. It's a testimony that he proved his love for us by sending his son to die for us, even though and because of our sin. So we have God's testimony, which John tells us is far greater than human testimony, right? He wrote, We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his son. This testimony John speaks of is likely referring to what God said at Jesus' baptism and then again at the Mount of Transfiguration. So when Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism in the Jordan River, after he was baptized, Scripture says, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And then, again, not too much later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his three best friends, his inner circle. He took them to the top of a high mountain where he was transfigured before them. And Scripture says his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. Then in the midst of that great experience with Jesus, Matthew tells us a bright cloud enveloped them and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So this is God's testimony to his son. So we have that testimony to help us form our own testimony. Amen? We have God's testimony to help us form our testimony. We know through God's testimony that Jesus is God's son. Amen? We also have the testimony of humans. We have human testimony, which John rightly states is not as great as the testimony of God, but it is still valid testimony, isn't it? The testimony that we have from humans. That testimony tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered for our sakes under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried in a tomb. And we also have testimony that says 3 days later, he rose from the dead, appeared to several people, and then ascended into heaven. As Christians, we believe that is the good news, the gospel. Amen? That is the gospel. And we believe forgiveness of our sins and eternal life is offered to all who believe it. God testifies to it. The disciples testify to it. The early church testifies to it. The scriptures testify to it. Amen? The question this leads me to ask, though, is how are you testifying to it? How are you testifying to it? How are you doing at testifying to the Son and all that you believe he did and does in the world? How are you doing at testifying to the Son and the good news that he brought and continues to bring to your life and to the world? So one definition of testimony is a formal written or spoken statement. A formal written or spoken statement. We testify to the truth, don't we? We testify to the truth. Think of a courtroom testimony. Think of one that you actually think the truth was testified to in, because that's what's supposed to happen. So it's when a person knows something that is important to the case and they share it for the good of getting to the truth, right? That is how we testify. We have the testimony of God that Jesus is his son. And we have the eyewitness testimony of the disciples in the early church that Jesus did what was necessary to offer us forgiveness of sins and eternal life with him. But are we testifying? Are we testifying? Are we, the body of Christ, and more specifically, this body of Christ, and even more specifically, each individual member of this body of Christ, are we testifying to the good news? Are we testifying to the gospel of Jesus, including the eternal life that he offers? Are we telling this truth in our life? Are we taking the opportunities that we have to tell the story of Jesus as we live our lives claiming to follow him? Do we testify to the gospel? I'll be the first to admit that I struggle with this. Sometimes I talk too much about things that are not all that important and not enough about things that are. Sometimes I use the time I am given to talk with people out there about nothing, really, and fail to testify this to this thing that I have put all of my hope in, this Savior that I love and believe in and trust with my whole life and his story. And sometimes I spend more time talking about what's wrong than I spend talking about what's right. But there is so much right to talk about when you have the testimony that I have of Jesus Christ. Amen? Sometimes I don't do it, though. How about you? Do you ever find yourself testifying to things in your life that pale in comparison to the gospel, but then leaving the gospel out of your conversations? Do you ever find yourself testifying to something that's less important than the gospel, but being silent when it comes to the gospel? Do you ever recognize yourself talking to and about people based on what's wrong more than you talk about what's right? What are you testifying to these days, church? We are always testifying to something. Believe that. We are always testifying to something. What are you testifying to right now? Is it the gospel or is it something else? Is it what's right and good or is it more often what's bad and wrong? And we wonder why the church isn't growing, don't we? We wonder why the church isn't growing. We wonder and we grieve and we whine because the church doesn't seem to be reaching people and our sanctuaries seem to be more and more empty. But what are we testifying to out there that would change that? What are we testifying to out there that would change that? What stories are we telling that would make someone want to be here? And even more important than that, what stories are we telling that would make a person want to put their trust in Jesus? What stories are we telling? If the church walks out of worship and into the world every week talking about what's wrong and what's bad while keeping silent about the gospel, the main thing, what's good and right, how can we expect the people out there would have any desire to know this God that we claim motivates us? How can we expect them to want to join us if all they hear us talking about is what's wrong with them? The gospel story spread like wildfire after Jesus ascended into heaven. Did you know that? It spread like crazy after Jesus ascended into heaven. And you see, more and more people found real hope in Jesus. More and more people got to feel and experience the unconditional love of God through Jesus. More and more people gained the blessed assurance that they could be forgiven for their sins and look forward to eternal life in heaven. The gospel story spread like crazy. It spread like wildfire. Do you know why it did? Do you know why it did? It was not because people shared cute little memes on Facebook about God and faith and called it evangelism. And it's not spreading that way now either. And it wasn't because people of faith went around telling other people that they should go to church. And it certainly isn't because they judged the people who didn't. It wasn't because believers told other believers that they don't know how people get through life without God. It wasn't any of those things. The gospel story spread like wildfire after Jesus ascended into heaven because believers testified to the Son. Amen? Because believers told the story of Jesus. They talked about him and who he is and what he came to do and what that means for everyone who seeks him and believes in him and trusts him with their lives. The gospel story spread and the church grew day by day because the believers talked about Jesus. They sought people who didn't know about him and they told them about him. They testified, right? And some of you are thinking, well, I'm not going to go door to door. As I was preparing this sermon, that's what came to my mind. I said, I wonder how many people are going to come to me after worship and say, you know, door to door doesn't work anymore. Well, you're right. Don't go knocking on doors and testifying to the Son. But I promise you that you have opportunities to testify to the Son, and we're just not taking them, right? Right? But the early church did. They testified to what they believed in. They testified to the gospel. The book of Acts indicates this. The letters of Paul indicate this. The Bible is full of examples of how believers testified to the Son and the gospel, and it spread, and more people believed because of it, and more people found hope and love and grace and mercy in life in him because of it. Amen? The early church told the story of Jesus. They not in church, though, right? Because the people in church already know the story of Jesus. We say, well, I talk all the time in Sunday school, right? We already know it, church, right? The early church talked about Jesus when they left Sunday school. The early church told the story of Jesus. They loved the story of Jesus. They couldn't help but to tell the story of Jesus because they believed in it, and they believed in Jesus, and they believed in the eternal life he offered, and they believed in the testimony of God about him. And so they testified too. They wanted everyone to know about and believe in Jesus, and so they testified about Jesus. Here's my concern about what has happened in the church over these last 2,000 years, though. I'm concerned that the church is known more for what it is against than for what it is for. The church is known more for what it is against and what it doesn't like than for what it is for and what it is proud of and what it does like. Right? The church and individual members of it seem to be far more outspoken about what everyone else is doing wrong and about who is or isn't believing properly and who can and cannot get married and who it is okay to love and who it isn't okay to love and politics and all kinds of other things. The church is so hung up on what it doesn't like that we've forgotten to talk about what we do like. But John tells us in this passage, God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. If we know these things, and if we believe these things, and if we want other people to know them and believe them and have the forgiveness of sins and the eternal life offered to them through Jesus, then why are we so much more concerned with testifying to what's wrong than we are with testifying to what's right? Why is that? Why do we talk so much more about what we think other people are doing wrong than we do about what we know Jesus did right? If we believe in the testimony of God and the testimony of the early church, if we believe the gospel, then why don't we testify to it? Why don't we tell the story of Jesus? Why don't we do that? And what if we did? What if we decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell the story of Jesus. What if we got brave and courageous and proud of the gospel story? So proud that we can't help but to talk about it. What if we took after the early church and testified to the Son of God? What if we made the decision to be more about what's right than we are about what's wrong? Listen, there are things wrong. Like, don't go home and be like, oh, Pastor Jim thinks anything goes. That's not what I'm saying. I know that there are things that are wrong. There are things wrong. We know that. But what if we, the church, committed to be more concerned and excited and proud to talk about and testify about what's not wrong? There's plenty of stuff to talk about that's not wrong, church. Amen? What if we committed to talk about that? Amen? What if we committed to talk about that? About how much Jesus loves the world, that he would go to the cross and die for them, every single one of them. What if we talked about the fact that we are forgiven for our sins because of that? What if we talked about the fact that he rose from the dead on the third day, and because of that, we can too? There's so much good to talk about that we don't need to let the bad overshadow it, church. Amen? What if we did? Can you imagine the difference that that would make in the world? Can you imagine how the church might grow now the way it grew in the first century? Can you imagine how the people out there that don't have any desire to be in here might change their mind? If we stopped talking about everything that's wrong and started talking about some of the things that are right. Listen, we have a great story. What if we told it? What if we told it? I believe the church, if the church committed to this, if we committed to telling the story of Jesus, the good, life-giving story of Jesus, the people out there would have more reason to trust the people in here. What do you think? I believe the church would be more known by what's great about Jesus than by what his followers think is wrong with everyone else. I believe if we started finding ways to tell the story of Jesus, the love of God would be spoken into the world, and the world would notice, and the world would get hungry for that love, and the world would change for the better. And so my prayer this morning is that the church, at least every part of it sitting here in this place this morning, would realize how great, how perfect, how wonderful our story of Jesus really is, and that we would tell it. That we would tell it so that the world might know how great, how perfect, and how wonderful it is too. Let's pray together. Awesome and loving God, thank you so much for the gospel story. God, you have entrusted us with it. God, you gave it to us, and you give us permission to put our faith in it. And God, that is so special. I pray this morning, God, that we would treat it as though it were so special. God, help us to get busy sharing it. Help us to tell people the good news of Jesus and be more concerned with that than we are with telling them what they're doing wrong. God, help us to share Jesus in our lives. We pray all this in the precious name of Christ. Amen.